Tall and good morrow, all. Welcome to another episode of Cowboys Rodeo. Sit down, put your feet up, buckle up, grab a drink, because this is going to be wilder than any 8-second ride. If you've made your way here from my TikTok, well, then you know that right now, consent is it's a pretty hot topic. So, I figure, let's talk about consent. Specifically, consensual non-consent. What is a CNC? And more importantly, what is it not? What it is a lot easier, to a degree, to explain. What it is not, well, that's a little harsher. That's a little more brutal. What a CNC is it is quite literally an act of consent. When all parties involved agree through a course of rigorous and tedious negotiations, they enter into a CNC, the final act of consent that is given in a CNC is the consent to enter the CNC. As of that point, the other party in the CNC has the right to do whatever they want, whenever they want, with or without warning. Here's the key, though. So long as it does not violate consent or hard limits. A CNC is not a get-out-of-jail-free card because of the words non-consensual that allows you to be a rapist or a consent violator or a predator of any kind. It's just not a thing. It does not work that way. Another thing about a consensual non-consent, you don't just wake up one morning and choose CNC. It's not something you're just like, oh, hey, this looks like a fun idea. Bloop, let's do it. No. If it's your first scene with somebody and they're like, hey, I want to do a CNC scene, run. Run. Be like a flock of seagulls and run so far away. If you've listened to any of the other episodes, then you know that I've been doing this for 14 years in general. The last approximately 6 as a Gorian master. Now, the Gorian lifestyle, as I covered in my most recent episode, is a consensual non-consent that is lived in a high protocol, total power exchange, master-slave dynamic, 24/7, 365. The Gorian aspect is not important in this moment. What is important is consensual non-consent. I have two partners, and I have, by their consent, the authority to do whatever I want, whenever I want, with or without warning. If I wake up one morning and decide that I want to spank their ass, I have that right. If I wake up one morning and I decide that I'm up before them and I want to wake them up by taking that which belongs to me, if you get what I mean, I have that right. I don't have to ask beforehand. They've already given me their consent to do that at any time I choose, with or without warning. That doesn't mean I get to ignore their safe words. That doesn't mean that they don't have safe words. All three of us have a safe word. That doesn't mean I get to violate their consent. That doesn't mean I get to ignore their hard limits. I don't get to wake up and say, well, I know that you told me this is a hard limit, but you know those words, non-consensual, that means I don't have to listen to that and I can do it anyway. That makes you a consent violator. That makes you a rapist. That makes you abusive, narcissistic, sociopathic. A consensual non-consent is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. I said it before, I will say it again. It bears repeating, though I loathe repeating myself. A consensual non-consent is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It does not give you the authority to do what in the fuck ever you choose, even if you've been told no. No is the ultimate safe word. It doesn't matter if you're in a CNC. If you get told no, you fucking stop. Period. End of subject. A CNC also does not give you the right to say, oh, well, I know before we started you said no to this, but I'm going to ambush you in the middle of what we're doing and ask you if you trust me, and I'm going to bring in something that you've clearly said no to, because non-consensual, I don't need your consent, I'm just doing it to sound good. If you get someone who tells you that a consensual non-consent means you have no safe words, tell them to go fuck themselves with a rusty cactus, because that is a big bullshit-ass lie. A consensual non-consent gets you a lot of places. It does a lot of things. It allows for a lot of freedoms. However, comma. Again, it is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. As an ex of mine once said and has stuck with me since, master's prerogative does not get you that far. Now, tonight's episode is going to be a little bit of a shorter one. Because, well, honestly, a consensual non-consent is not as complicated as it sounds. However, comma, before you enter into a CNC, you need to make sure that you have mastered the art of consent. Because if this were like a college, consent would be the 101. Consensual non-consent would be like the 500s or whatever it is in college. The college I went to did not have those types of classes, so. But I think you get my point. Now, if you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out. Get a hold of me on one of my varying social medias or leave me a voice message here that I can take a listen to. I will get back to you as quickly and as succinctly as I possibly can. And should, for some reason, I don't have the answer at that time, I will either find the answer or I will point you in the direction of someone who does. As always, my podcast is 100% free all the time to listen to, but any donations that you'd like to make would be well-received, well-met, and very beneficial. They would allow me to keep doing what I'm doing, keep educating, keep on keeping on. With that being said, our time this evening has drawn nigh. As always, be well, may the moon light your travels, and I'll see you on the other side.